Collective Meditation, Samadhi, Chapter 8. The story of Sri Ramanujacharya is well known. In order to make his guru's teachings known to all, he preferred even to suffer the torments of hell and openly taught them to the common people all over the country. Till then, there prevailed in our country the idea that the knowledge of Brahman should be kept secret. I do not say that this was all wrong. There certainly was some truth in it. If the knowledge of Brahman is commercialized, it would lose its worth. Hence, the sweetness of guarding its secret. But there is also a quite different sweetness in revealing the secret. Jnanadeva and Ekanath have done that here. Just as Ramanuja opened the portals of Brahmavidya for the country as a whole, so did Jnanadeva here for Maharashtra. The great things that Jnanadeva did in Maharashtra, Ramanuja and Chaitanya did for the whole country. Wherever they went, they disseminated knowledge. They went on spreading knowledge amongst all, women, children, and the common folk alike. We are now to carry further ahead the religion of love which has been taught by these saints. We are to bring to the people the wisdom taught by the saints, give it a new form and place it before the whole world. This program is in accordance with the spirit of our age. The Vedic religion shall now be given a new form. Devotion, bhakti, would be transformed under Sarvodaya. To look upon all beings as the same can no more stand for the highest devotion. It is to be called the lesser devotion. Any individual, when under Samadhi, has the experience that all beings are one's fellow beings, that all differences are false and should be removed. What, however, is needed today is that everyone should have this experience. In other words, what is needed is the practice of collective samadhi. God has expressed a great truth through my mouth. 3 years ago, during my Bhudan pilgrimage, Padyatra in Bengal, I came to a place where Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had experienced his first samadhi. Sitting there by the side of a pond, I said, "We have yet to give shape to the collective form of that samadhi which Sri Ramakrishna had experienced here." Jnanadeva had also said so. The experience of identity should come upon all. Today, science has brought about such a situation that mankind should either cultivate this higher form of devotion, bhakti, or perish. The demand of the age is that you get rid of the distinction between mine and thine and mold your own life in accordance with this higher form of devotion, parabhakti. The idea of Samya Yoga is no more to be merely sung in songs. It has rather become an idea that should be directly and clearly experienced in everyday life. This is the challenge of science. Our Padyatra is inspired by this challenge. Footnote: Samya Yoga is a new word coined by Vinoba to denote the spiritually inspired, non-violent and scientific effort for the achievement of socio-economic equality, in which the emphasis is as much on the inner evolution of man as on changing the outward form of society. The use of the suffix yoga also seeks to distinguish this approach from the approaches of the various isms that tends to emphasize dogmatic exclusiveness and conflict. It may be translated as the practice of collective spirituality. In the age of science, Samya Yoga is not something to be experienced in Samadhi, but it has become a matter for realization by the society at large. Samya Yoga was so long the roof, now it has to become the foundation. Now, we are to mold our lives on the basis of Samya Yoga. The way we are trying to inspire even the common folk to do such things is sure to receive the approval of our forerunners. I have said earlier that devotion, bhakti, should undergo a transformation under Sarvodaya. It is Prahlada who had given us the key to the notion of bhakti. Narada was Prahlada's teacher. Nevertheless, Prahlada's name tops the list of great devotees, Narada's coming next to him. When God appeared in the awe-inspiring Narasingha avatar, even his close companion Lakshmi got unnerved. And even Narada's lyre, which otherwise never stopped for a moment even, became silent. Narada also became confused. But Prahlada stood fearlessly before the Narasingha avatar and said, "I am not afraid of you." This is the reason why he is considered to be the greatest of all devotees. Now, what did Prahlada pray for? There have been in the past plenty of gods and saints who have sought their own liberation. Thus prayed the great devotee, and have taken to the silence of solitude, free from any thought of the good of others. I, however, do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving all these lesser men behind. What a great thought this was, the thought that even the saints were not free from selfishness. I do not wish to be liberated alone. When he said this, what great inspiration must have overflowed the poet's heart. This is one of the best creations of Sanskrit literature. In reality, liberation is not something which could be mine. Moksha, liberation, eludes him who thinks that it is to be possessed by him alone. Moksha vanishes with the appearance of mine. The very expression, my moksha, is a contradiction in terms. Moksha is attained only after the mine is dispelled. Tukaram has said that while the saints have sought liberation out of the fear lest they be cast into the cycle of rebirth, he himself considered liberation itself as a sort of fear. What Tukaram realized belonged not to his age, but to the future. The far-sighted sage saw into the future. He could anticipate the sort of society that was going to be built up in the future. His desire was to have a society in which every individual would have turned into Brahman. Tukaram does not mean that a person, while in Samadhi, sees everyone as Brahman. This Tukaram had experienced long before. What, however, he hoped for was to see that men who are at present involved in self-interest and errors get rid of them and experience Samadhi while yet living their everyday life. When shall I see all become one? All become society. All become Brahman. It was out of this desire for collective Samadhi that Tukaram wrote this couplet. This is a matter for everyone's thought and reflection. The main point to be borne in mind is that we should now transform our lives. With this end in view, let us abolish the various distinctions, economic, social, etc., that today affect our lives. Pandharpur, 29th of May, 1958.